This is a story of my grandfather and my grandmother. This is Gramps sitting in front of the restaurant, which is Woodlands over there. This is my grandmother standing in front of the same place. He was, when he was 20 years old, he used to drive the electric cars. He used to be trolley cars that went from Hamilton to Gloucester. And the guy that had the last run at night liked to drink a lot of alcohol, and he put a dent in it. My grandfather had the first run the next morning, and he got blamed for it. He said he didn't do it, but he was just a young guy, and the other guy had been working for a long time, so they blamed my grandfather. He quit. He had a newborn baby, which was my dad, had no job. And there was a man by the name of Fred Tarr who owned a place on the causeway, and he sold it. So why don't you take over my business here and sell stuff on the side of the road. I'm too old to do it. So my grandfather started working there, and he put a big vat with fat in it. He used to sell French fries on the side of the road, because in 1911, 12, 13, in that area, automobiles were starting to come in, and people were out going for drives. And he'd have the big fat going, and he'd cut potatoes like potato chips, but they were thicker like that. So Fred Tarr told my grandfather to go clamming, and he could make some money. So he went clamming. The first day he went, he got 3 bushels, and within 2 weeks, he was digging 6 bushels every day, plus he was running the store. And they were sitting around selling his French fries and clams in the shell. So they're sitting around at high tide talking, and they said, you know, we ought to try frying a clam. And they all laughed and joked about it. And then my grandmother came along and saw what they were doing, and how can we make this better? And she experimented. I believe she told me that she tried flour first, and that wasn't very tasty. And then she had made corn fritters, which is you take corn and a meal and make a ball out of it, a moist ball out of it, and you fry it. So she had done that before. So she tried cornmeal. So she put it in some milk, put it in the cornmeal, dropped it in, and lo and behold, these guys thought they were pretty good. So on the 3rd of July in 1916, my grand started selling clams out in front of what's now Woodman's. He became known as the man that invented the fried clam. He fried the first fried clam there. He never claimed that he invented the fried clam. He just said it had happened the way I told you the story.